from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big 3 at 3. Number 1.
All right, the big story now, and this is something that we're going to be monitoring, and hell, honestly, we're probably going to learn a lot more of this, because Alex Bregman is set to have... Are you nervous?
I'm on edge right now. I'm panicking more and more by the minute.
Say, like, this coming out, Chandler Rome, Alex Bregman is out of the lineup today due to swelling in the back of his right elbow. The Astros have announced Bregman will address the media at 3:10 p.m. And that is interesting, because I'm just, why would he address the media with the injury? Like, just for comparison, when's the last time you heard from Kyle Tucker? Have we heard from Kyle Tucker since Kyle Tucker's been injured?
I don't think so.
I don't think there is. And Kyle Tucker's been injured for 6 months. Have we heard from... We haven't heard from Kyle Tucker, but Alex Bregman is speaking to the media? Because, right, even he's hurt, obviously. He didn't have to. Kyle Tucker turned down media requests earlier this week in Tampa. So this is interesting. He's out of the lineup, swelling in his shoulder, in the back of his elbow. Why do I keep saying damn shoulder? In the back of his elbow, his right elbow, his throwing elbow, and he is out of the lineup. Hopefully, this is nothing that is a big deal. But Clint, that is just an odd scenario out of nowhere. He's out of the lineup today. Mauricio Dubon is playing third base today against the White Sox. I didn't think this was serious when you first heard it, but now the way that this is coming together, it makes you wonder if this is a more serious thing.
Well, it definitely makes you wonder. I mean, he's one of the hottest hitters in baseball right now, and as we've established over the last handful of weeks, is the Astros kind of go as Alex Bregman goes, so whether you're talking about the Gold Glove third base he plays, or you're talking about the one of the hottest hitters in the game, or you're talking about a guy that appears to have come into his own from a leadership standpoint, at least with these young pitchers, being on the field with them. It's a bit of a concern, no doubt. I'm gonna relax a bit and wait to hear from the third baseman and see what he has to say.
Yeah, that.
I have no idea why. To your point, well, either way, whether he's fine or it's a long term deal,
why is he addressing?
Like I don't know. So him addressing the media doesn't make me feel one way or the other about the actual situation, because to your point, hell, I mean, Tucker, we ain't heard from Tucker, and he's going on 2.5 months.
But so. that's why. Like anytime you have a situation like this, and then something unusual is planned or sticks out, that makes me pull back and say, whoa, what is it about? They have had, obviously, the Astros have had countless injuries. Countless injuries. And I can't remember a time they've run up and set up a news conference for anybody who has had these injuries.
Right.
I don't remember when JV went down that JV. Now, JV has spoken to the media, but not like, all right, JV is down. And he's going to go to the media. Or Framber is down with an interpreter is going to go to the media. Or anything like that. So that's why, to me, it's like, why are they treating this differently?
Look, I don't know. We're completely speculating on why. We have no idea. But if I'm Alex Bregman and I'm in a contract year and I've got an issue with my elbow, I'll be damned if I'm letting the Astros, the way they've handled injuries, I'll be damned if I'm letting them handle create the narrative. No, I think it would be smart on Alex Bregman's part, whether it's minor or it's major. I think it would be smart on his part for him to control the narrative, not Dana Brown and Joe Espada. Now I don't recall a time when we saw that, but. Again, given the way the Astros have handled injuries with the players and been misleading, clearly misread something with the Tucker situation, if I'm Bregman, I'm like, nah, I'll do my reporting as well.
Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. Not to, let's just say, not to speculate. As soon as we hear anything, as soon as if Tyler is able to get any kind of audio with this situation, whatever it takes, we will pass that along with you. But we're going to find out something, because I'd imagine, I was thinking we'd just find out something before the game started with Joe Espada, but clearly Alex Bregman's going to speak to the media here coming up soon, so we will hear from him. But tonight they do kick off a weekend series against the absolute worst team in baseball and one of the worst teams we have seen in a long time. The Chicago White Sox, excuse me, are 29-93. 29-93. Now, they do have their all-star pitcher going tonight, Garrett Crochet, who is a strikeout artist and has been among the top three all season long in the American League in strikeouts. Got 167 of them. But still, this is just not a good baseball team. I want you to – what you think about this lineup adjustment, Clint, Tyler. Altuve leading off, Yordan Alvarez in the two spot playing in left field. Diaz as the DH catching. Pena at short in the cleanup spot. Caratini is catching and bat fifth. Myers in center field. DiCenzo is at first. Dubon is the one who is stepping in to play third base. Chaz McCormick back in there in right field, but they just seem to move everyone else up and put Yordan in that two spot.
Yeah, you know, I like Dubon at third and not going with the Shea Whitcomb kid, which they just moved up. I like him. I like him going to third. It's why you have him, right? Is that super utility? And at first glance, I wasn't real sure about the Alvarez batting second. But I think I like it, boys. I think I like it because it. There's one guy you've got to get going. There's one guy that noticeably of late has just not he's not swinging it as well as he was a couple weeks ago, and that's Altuve. Altuve's not swung it well the last handful of ball games. One way to get him some damn pitches. Not that he wasn't getting them. I'm not blaming it on he wasn't getting pitches. But one way to make sure that he sees as good of pitches as he's going to get is to put that big lefty behind him. And so maybe that's the thought. So I can ride with Alvarez in a 2-0. Along with you get obviously the best hitter on this team and one of the best hitters in baseball, you get him potentially an additional at bat by moving him up in the lineup.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen Pena or Dubon in that two spot just to give the lineup a little bit more length.
I would have gone Dubon. I agree with you, but I'm not mad at Alvarez.
Yeah, no, yeah. It just like to me, Altuve is Altuve. I'd rather losing another big gun in that lineup. I know what Alvarez is going to do, and Diaz has done a pretty good job protecting him. I'd like to maybe get somebody else good pitches in front of him between Altuve and Alvarez. So we'll see what happens. They're playing the White Sox, and the expectations are that they go ahead and win this series. But they are going to be without Alex Bregman, at least for this game, and we'll see if that's in any I guess at any point longer from Alex Bregman, who will speak to the media coming up here shortly.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, the Texans obviously have a preseason game. They're in action tomorrow, and it's their third preseason game. And you've said it, and I agree with you. I think this is the game. This is the game where we will see the starters up, and we'll see them play the most. I agree with you on that. And we've talked about a lot of things. But what's tomorrow? What are you looking and hoping to see tomorrow from C.J. Stroud? This will be the last time potentially we see, if it was up to me, this would be the last time we see C.J. Stroud until they play in Indy. In terms of any kind of games.
Well, look, I think I would like to see more of what we saw last year. Given that, again, this is not going to be like a real game where he's probably not going to be overwhelmed with pressures, and there's probably not going to be 8 million different things thrown at him in this offensive line. I would like to see good, clean execution. Know where you're going with the football. Get the football out on time. Don't take additional risk. You're going to have some pretty damn good pass rushers up there. Don't ask your offensive line for no reason to hold the football. I mean, to hold up that rush longer than necessary. Do what he did last year in a sense of, I think he's called it boring. Take the boring. Just when it's there, just take it. We don't need extra risk. We just need good, clean, crisp offensive execution. And obviously the sideline stuff with the adjustments that need to be made, potentially the halftime stuff with adjustments that need to be made. I don't expect to see anything that we haven't seen from C.J. Stroud already, other than I hope to see a handful of times the guy on the other end of a pass a couple of times to be Stephon Diggs. That's it. I want to see Stephon Diggs and C.J. Stroud connect a few times.
They didn't connect at all last week, did they, right? I don't think they did.
I don't believe so.
They got to tank, but they didn't connect. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think we've been seeing a lot in practice. It'd be nice to kind of see him, Nico as well. I don't think he's had anything with Nico as well. It's odd because I – going into it, I want to see the run game. That's to me, I want to see the run game, but they need work too.
You know, I can tell you. You specifically said CJ, so I'll stick there. We've talked about this from the first day of training camp. It was clear that they were being more aggressive offensively, and then CJ Stroud after the practice, flat out said, you know, they're working on pushing the ball down the field and being a little bit more aggressive at times. So I take that back. I would like to see them, if the opportunity presents itself, whether it's Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, or Nico Collins. I'd rather it be Nico Collins because I need folks to see the speed that I've been talking about. I'm talking about run by speed, not run after catch speed. I'd like to see them go vertical, outside, get vertical, throw the fade, throw the go route. Let's see if Nico can show that speed not that anybody thinks CJ's slow. I'm sorry, that Nico's slow. Just some of that speed that I saw where it was like, whoa, that's got some Mike Evans. That's got some real deep threat potential speed right there, not just that run after catch. So I'd like to see that as well. Take a shot. Not a shot that the safety's got to come down and you got to get over the top and you got to play action protect and all this. No, come the line of scrimmage. If they close the middle of the field, you got one-on-one with that corner out there. Let's see if Nico can run by that Joker one time.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see big play, and that And that ain't right. That's not giving anything away.
No, super vanilla. But I tell you what, I tell you what it will do. It's really safe, Ron. It's super vanilla, very safe in terms of you're not everybody. Hell, everybody throwing fades since Pee Wee League. If he runs by a couple jokers in the preseason, I guarantee you, come season time, not that they're not already going to have mad respect for him after what he did last year, but you want to do something in the preseason that'll be stuck in the mind of defensive coordinators as they prep for this team. You hit Nico Collins on a go route week three right here. He impressively runs by somebody, and CJ's as accurate as anybody to all three levels of the field.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
There you go. That's right, Dre. I mean, if you hit one of those, that'll definitely be on the radar of defenses prepping for you the rest of the week, the rest of the year.
I'm with you on that. There's a lot that they probably want to get into this game, which could go with the thought you've been talking about them playing a full half with the amount of things that they want to get out of this game. Run game, stuff in the pass game as well, heading into the season.
Big 3-3, number 3.
All right, we saw this and talked about this briefly at the end of the show yesterday, but I think it's something to look at. And Tyler, you're going to have the ability to attend this. As we talked about yesterday, exciting announcement planned at the UT-A&M Joint News Conference in Houston next week. It says here, both schools' leadership plan an exciting announcement at a joint news conference at 11 a.m. in Houston, Tyler. 11 a.m. in Houston, a joint press conference.
I'm going.
And we talked about this yesterday. What else is this going to be outside of them playing games at NRG?
I don't know. It's like the Bregman deal. I don't know what he's going to say. I have no idea, Chief.
It's a mystery.
It is interesting because you're right. It's got all the makings of, hey man, we're going to announce we're going to play this rivalry in Houston.
Exciting!
And somebody's throwing a bunch of money at them, which I'll go on record, I think it'd be a major. Oh hell yes, absolutely, absolutely.
If they even just
now, it'll still
one
be
game.
A hell of a time. But I'm coming from being an Arkansas Razorback in sense of what's gone on with Texas A&M and playing it in Dallas, it loses the pop after a couple years. It was fun for 3, 4, 5 years, but I mean, not having A&M come to Fayetteville, not having all of Arkansas go to College Station, it's a mistake. They've been doing it for what, 11, 12 years now. Yeah, I'm not a fan. If you want to play the first one, I tell you what. If you want to play the first one there, I know Tyler would hate this.
Well, the first one's at A&M already. You think there's no way they're scrapping? No, they're already selling tickets for that.
Yeah, I don't think. I guess you couldn't do that.
No,
that,
yeah, it's locked in for College Station this year.
Yeah, no, then
I would be, Clint. I would be okay with. I wouldn't love it because I'm with you. I think these games need to be played on campus. But as I said yesterday, now I thought about it a little bit more. I would be okay with game one in College Station, game two in Austin, game three at NRG. Then if that's how they play it over a three-year period, they keep doing that. Game one on campus at A&M, game two on campus in Texas, and then, hey man, we just can't take this money that's being thrown at us.
I've just never seen that. But there's a lot of change in college football. I guess anything can happen. That'd be very interesting. But hell, it would make the press conference make sense. The announcement makes sense.
Someone text in, won't happen. Both their stadiums hold north of 100K. NRG only holds 70. It's not about the amount of people that it holds. It's about the money that NRG.
I mean, I've been to an A&M bowl game at NRG. That has nothing to do with it.
Like, no, I'm just NRG hosts the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, that little event.
They hosted the college football playoff just this past year. Like, yeah, they'll do that. I hope it's not that. I just don't know what else it would be as an exciting announcement that they're both schools are coming to Houston to announce. And if the thing is at NRG, I mean, it's damn near a lot. Like, if that's where it is. All right, another look and another thought here at the top story right now as we're awaiting to hear from Alex Bregman coming up with this issue. He's out of the lineup today. We'll see if there is more. And as they play tomorrow, who is the one player that you're hoping we're talking about on Monday? good or bad, who is the one player we'll be talking about on Monday coming out of the game against the Giants? That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Tyler, I can't read this.
I don't want to. Clint?
I'll read it. I ain't got no problem with it.
I can't.
Alex Bregman has spoken to the media. I just don't have it.
I'm with you. I'm frustrated.
Ryan McTaggart has a story. You going to read this? I ain't got it.
Where's it at? Is it in the rundown? I'll read the hell out of it.
All right, I'll read it. I'll step up.
You can do this, bro. I believe in you.
Astros third baseman Alex Bregman said he slept with his arm wrong. Let me repeat that again. Alex Bregman, third baseman, said he slept with his arm wrong a few days ago and doesn't want to play through it anymore. He expects to miss the weekend, but said it's not a long-term injury.
Is Braggy being ridiculous?
Also, Alex Bregman said he had an MRI. He had to have an MRI done because he slept wrong. He had an MRI that showed no structural damage in his elbow. He doesn't think he'll play this weekend. But again, as we said, not long term.
These necks and elbows, man, getting messed up by some bad sleep, you know?
Is this the third player who has
God.
Who has slept wrong?
Be more original. Like, come up with a different lie.
Oh, you think it's a lie?
I mean, it could be. I guess I don't know that.
Do they need a sleep coach?
They need to go see Mattress Mack, get some new mattresses for all these fools.
What do you got?
I don't think any of them have bad mattresses.
I suggest Verlo mattress, by the way. Verlo
I knew you
mattress.
Would say that. I don't think any
V-E-R-L-O.
Of them.
V-E-R-L-O.
They have a bad mattress. Do they not know how to sleep?
It's what not
is,
ideal.
What is going on here? He slept wrong? There's no way. There's
it's an
no,
epidemic no, for the 2024 Astros.
He slept wrong?
Sleeping has been one of the most dangerous things you can do this year if you're a Houston Astro.
This is it. Christian Javier slept wrong on the neck.
Crick in the neck.
Justin Verlander.
Did JV sleep wrong too? Was he a sleep wrong thing? His was a shoulder flaring up.
I hate to
well,
say
it was this. A neck at first.
I hate
my
to
neck,
say this.
My back.
How come Greg Kessinger can't sleep wrong?
Or McCormick.
No. You know what? Maybe Chaz needs to sleep wrong. Let's switch it up. How come Elitmus Diaz can't sleep wrong?
Hell, it didn't take him sleeping wrong. They're trying to replace him anyway. He's sleeping good.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what, Joe Espada Clint may have said. You know what? I'm not the one saying this to the media. I'm not coming to the media one more time to say somebody didn't sleep on it wrong. I ain't it.
Let me,
Alex, you take it.
Let me just ask y'all something. Have you ever? We've all slept wrong. We get cricks in the neck, that kind of thing. Have you ever heard of or you yourself slept wrong and woken up with a swollen elbow?
That you had to get an MRI done.
An elbow? Nah.
I have not. No, I have not.
I'm trying to think.
I'm
like
calling
how
BS could, on
like
that.
I've woke
of
up.
Of course we are.
I've woke up and my arm was
I'm
asleep.
Calling BS right. on all of them.
Why would it be swollen and inflamed from sleeping wrong? It's your elbow.
What did he do? Did he hit?
Were you sleeping in a handstand?
Well, he's got a little one, so he may have the little one in the bed with him and be sleeping on his side or something.
To swell an elbow?
Didn't want to wake the baby, man.
Swollen elbow that needs an MRI from sleep.
Didn't want to wake the baby, didn't want to wake mama, so he slept in an awkward position. I'm good with it. Why you guys so worked up about it?
Because injury ever feels like 100% forthright with this team. Like it always has me looking like around and trying to figure stuff out.
I think that's exactly why Bregman said, I'll handle this.
Yeah, but I would like to also say that I'm confident that it is just the weekend. I'm not.
You can't be. I'm not. I hope so, and if it is, that'll be great. But no, I'm not confident.
Oh, I feel good about it, boys. Coming from Braggy, I feel good about it, man.
I woke. Hey, dog. Hey, I mean, just say it out loud. Hey, man, I woke up a couple of days ago. Boy, I slept wrong. Played a couple of more days. I had to have an MRI done. I'm going to sit out of the weekend series.
Get this thing worked on a little bit. Waited for the White Sox to come around. Good time for him to take a little bit of a break. He is a guy that plays damn near every game.
So in text in, he's not even in his own bed. They've been on the road. You're right.
Great point. Great point.
Again, the hotels they're staying in aren't hotels where
Can't blame it on the baby, I guess.
Shaky pants. Is this what Dennis Rodman said when he wanted to go party?
When he woke up in Vegas?
Vegas for a week. Hey.
Sorry, Mike.
Like, something's up. Like, we got two guys, at least two, maybe three guys that slept wrong and have had to miss time. Good gracious, man.
Does it make y'all feel any better that Bregman said it and it didn't come from Joe Espada?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
Nah. Because, I mean, the players are going to be coached anytime they're talking to the media on what to say.
You remember him. He was coach once before.
Who's that?
Media. Bregman.
Oh, yeah. He tried.
Someone texted and said, I woke up with a swollen elbow, and there was also a spider bite involved.
That's happened a time or two.
All right. I am hopeful that it was just that, and that he doesn't want to play through it. But, like, hold on, man. Like, you played this well. You've been swinging. Like, what? Like, how did they determine that Buddy just needs 3 days off? Like, how we determine?
Yeah,
like,
what's the science?
Like, how we determine that he needs the weekend?
Because it's the White Sox series.
That's actually a great answer. That's really good. I'll accept that. I don't know. They scored 12 on the Yanks, man.
Yeah. Okay.
Have their moments.
Someone texting, damn, Ron, wishing bad sleep on people. That's messed up. Surprised you didn't mention what? Jake in that last drop. I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going
on. I'm surprised too. I thought the next one, when you mentioned Gray Kessinger, I thought you were going straight to Jake.
No, I'm not. Jake plays more than I think he should, but Jake plays.
But we just clearly, me and that texter think alike. We thought you were definitely going to go Jake, dropping Jake right there. How come Jake can't sleep wrong? Give up that center field spot.
I don't think they can afford it at this point. All right. That is the latest, folks. I'm not making this up. Alex Bregman is injured with a swollen right elbow that forced him to get an MRI that came back negative to structural damage because he slept wrong in a hotel room. No, Courtney be like, I got to have some answers. What the hell was you? What kind of sleep was you in here getting? What the hell's going on here? You didn't sleep wrong. Coming up again. We'll look at this. What players? Reaction Monday will come up. What players are you going to be looking to be talking about coming up on Monday? And a little what you watching. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
If you're just joining us, Alex Bregman not in the lineup today, replaced at third base by Mauricio Dubon. The Astros have also called up a player, an infielder, from their minor league team who has been swinging the bat pretty well, but they call him up in efforts potentially to have some protection at third base or in the infield because Alex Bregman is reportedly by himself going to miss the three games against the White Sox over the weekend. He said he slept wrong, swelling in the right elbow, and has decided that didn't want to play through it anymore. So that's why he is going to sit over the weekend. And the Astros are going to go without him in this White Sox series. No structural damage after they took the MRI. And he has said he doesn't feel like it's going to be long-term.
Yeah, I thought an interesting thing. I listened to all the audio. I think an interesting thing was he said it. He doesn't really feel it during baseball activities. So swinging a bat or throwing a ball, it's more so other things. I don't know what other things that could be, but it just seems like it's something that he needs to get worked on, and it's hard to get worked on if he's playing and You know, and playing all weekend long, and he needs to take a couple of days to get it worked on and get it right and get moving in the right direction. So, as interesting as it is, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this once again with the Astros, but I for one, I know you guys don't, but I for one feel a lot better that it came from Bregman.
Yeah, I don't feel better or worse.
Well, I mean, Bregman saying, "Yeah, I had an MRI," and clearly saying, "Yeah, there's no damage." I mean, that means a lot coming from him. I don't know that I don't know that the team would go there, and I don't know that I would trust them if they did, given the Kyle Tucker situation.
Trust it more because it was Bregman's.
Yeah. I mean, he's talking about him. He's talking about himself, and I mean, he's doing it on video, and it doesn't seem to be something there. Him hawing around, or he's him hawing around. So, as hard to understand or interesting as it is, I feel a little better about it since he was the one talking.
All right, as we'll get ready, before we get to what you're watching, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, text in what you're watching, what shows you're watching, as we do that every Friday. But who are you looking at tomorrow? It'll be Reaction Monday coming up. Who are you looking at tomorrow that you're going to be reacting to and discussing, whether good or bad? For me, Clint, I am still on number 8.
Still?
This is it, man. I've got
Mechie fatigue.
I think it was it last week. I think the reason why I say number 8 is I find it very odd that he is playing where he has been playing. But I think D'Amico Ryans is the potential special coach that many people have said, and many people feel like he is, and I just can't believe he's just gonna continue with this production, lack thereof, and then continuing to let him stay up there. Because I think this could be the end for John Mechie if he continues to have the performances he's been having. Because I just, like, it's hard for me to kind of continue to praise the great coaching staff that I think the Texans have, and then him continuing to run out here and take up, like you said the other day, man, if I'm Xavier Hutchinson, if I'm some of these guys, and he's getting run, and I'm not, like, that's, I think they're a good program, a good organization, and well run. I just can't keep believing that he's going to continue to do what he's doing and get these opportunities with the first unit. So for me, like, I feel like we're going to be reacting whether, all right, he took a step and did what he needed to do, or hey, it's over, and it ain't just us.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. There might be a conversation there, Ron, but I've got some serious Mechie fatigue. I mean, he has done, as we've said multiple times, he has done absolutely nothing at this point to have talked about him as much as he has, and really, he has done absolutely nothing to earn the over and over again getting those opportunities with the ones. Now, he was drafted in the second round. And maybe the justification is this team needs to make a really, really strong decision on whether they're going to keep him or not. And they want to flip every stone before they decide to part ways with him.
It's the last stone.
I've not seen anything.
I know it.
If you can't create separation, if you can't run away from coverage, if you've got a drop problem, if you can't physically go up and whether it's climb the ladder and catch a 50-50 ball, or it's run a slant in third and four and five situation and big body the catch for a first down. Like, if you can't do those things for an extended period of time, which we're going on all year last year and another camp this year of doing that, like the catches over the middle of the field versus soft coverage the first week of training camp is, I mean, you can't hang your hat on that. So
this is the final stone, as you said. This is it.
Yeah, we've got to be getting near the final stone. I'll tell you one for me, and we've already talked about it. There's a lot of them, obviously. Just talking about, you know, tomorrow's game. You know, who do you want to be talking about on Reaction Monday? I'll go with Brevin Jordan, and I say Brevin Jordan because one, he's a unique skill set that I think Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud are really looking forward to using. He's a little bit outside the box in a sense of when you talk about the big five skill players on this team, he's outside that group, and so he's a little bit left out. But at practice this week, I saw two practices, and at both practices, There's no doubt about it. Brevin Jordan was a priority. Brevin Jordan was getting targeted. Now, not quite like Diggs was that one day, but he, when he's been healthy, he's a guy that consistently flashes at practice. He's a guy that they consistently throw the football in his direction. And I think there's that unique skill set. There's that, where does this guy fit in thought? And there's that, boy, this guy's really explosive. So I think I'm going to go with Brevin Jordan on Reaction Monday. Big Reaction Monday.
He should get a lot of time.
We'll be talking about Brev.
One way or another, we're going to be talking about Mitchie. One way or another. All right. Go ahead, 713-572-4610. Those 4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what you watching, we do it each and every Friday. Hey, fellas, started 2 days ago. Started that, the arena with Serena Williams.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I'm through 3 episodes so far. You know, generally when you have a player of her greatness, like, you start to kind of see that psycho Jordan,
yep,
Tom
Tiger
thing.
Yep.
She is a weird case because she has it, and then but she does it except for with Venus Williams, her sister. Everything else, she would have it. One time she got ghosted by a guy while she was Serena Williams. She got ghosted by a dude that she talked to, she said, for a few weeks. And she used that for the next year and said he will regret every day that he ghosted me. So she tried to play and win.
Stay on his TV screen, huh?
For that, she used that as fuel. But
see, that's an interesting ghost.
Right? It is. But then with Venus, she couldn't beat her, so she had to resort to just not looking at her when she played her.
I'll be damned.
The only way she can beat her. No, but it's a good watch. Tom Brady's is an executive producer, like they did the arena for him.
Yeah.
10 episodes. So it's pretty strong. That one I would recommend. That one. Oh, the Pete Rose.
I keep forgetting about that. I need to get on the Pete Rose.
Pete's nuts.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise. Like, I hadn't watched either one of those. I need to check them out.
I talked to Pete Rose for about 3 minutes at Baybrook Mall 5-6 years ago. Knew within about 10 seconds, he is nuts.
That's great.
He is
just
nuts.
Just be lying. Hey, by the way, I started Bear season 3.
Oh, man.
Bear?
The Bear. Good show, but season 3 is getting some criticism.
The first.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is unusual, the best way that I can describe it.
Like they're being artsy with it or something?
It's just, the way it's done, I don't know that I've seen very many. I've never seen a television show for an entire show, for an entire 30, 40 minutes, do what it does. So I'm trying not to give it away. I know you are watching it, and some people first started watching it. It is unusual way that an episode is done. So if you say a little too creative, I think maybe a little too creative.
Yeah.
Like it's so you'll see it. It's coming down on the text line. Ocho, Ron, the wife and I watched the first three episodes of Bel-Air season 3 on Peacock. My mom tried to get me to watch that. I can't watch the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in a drama. That's a damn comedy to me. That's Will Smith, that's Uncle Phil, and they've tried to turn it into a drama. I'm just having a hard time starting with that.
I'm on, I've already finished it, on Tropo.
What?
T-R-O-P-P-O.
Tropo, what's that?
It is it's about a detective that's wrongly accused of raping and murdering a young lady. And a gal that actually did murder a schoolmate, if you will, and got sent to prison. And when she gets it starts, she's out, and he's kind of gone. He's kind of gone into withdrawing himself from being in public because everybody thinks he's guilty, but there wasn't enough evidence to put him behind bars, so they had to release him. And it's a story about those two, and ultimately how their own crimes end up coming to light, and they figure those out, but they're like ultimately PIs, and they get hired by some people to find out who killed their dad, or find out who killed this kid or whatever, and in the process they figure their own out as well. Two seasons, really good show.
I thought you were going.
I enjoyed it.
I just saw Netflix come out and said a new one on the Lacey Peterson story.
How about I'll get Lacey Peterson. John Metchie and Lacey Peterson. I'm fatigued.
Well,
man.
That's how I feel about Aaron Hernandez. There have been so there. I've probably watched 8 docs on Lacey Peterson.
I feel like at this point, old Drew's just making money.
Yeah,
I'll sell the story.
Like the Lacey Peterson and JonBenet Ramsey, the amount of things I've watched on those two. I've had to slow down. Someone said I've watched Break 50 now after listening to the show. The John Daly one is funny as hell. Somebody text in. Someone said Bel-Air is really good. I'm not doubting it. It's just I can't get over the hang-up. Like, it's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. No drama.
I hadn't seen
it. And they got the same characters, and they just look completely different. Like, I think Phil is, like, fit.
Oh, he's a fit, Phil?
It's a fit. I need James Avery. I need my Uncle Phil to be hefty. Or is that person who called me on the text line yesterday flabby?
R.I.P. Uncle Phil.
We did lose James Avery. Yeah, line. I remember I saw that jury.
Somebody called you flabby, Chief?
Yeah, he called me flabby. And then
you gotta tell me about these kind of things.
And then came back and said, "I admire you for your weight loss." And I tell him, I say, "Hey man, just keep the same energy, dog."
You should say, "Yeah, but it made another flab."
Don't call me that. And then, and then say, "Champ Slice, man, Atlanta. Come on, man. Long time ago, baby. Before season 4, one of the best shows I've ever watched." All right, what you got coming up in the 4?
All right, we got a big game tomorrow noon. Big game tomorrow. Starters going to play preseason week 3. I think both teams going to have some significant time from the starters. We're going to go over some key matchups tomorrow. What to look for. I got 4 of them. 2 on offense and 2 on defense. And I've learned something today, y'all. I've learned something. Not only do I know what a weenus is, but it's snowballed. There's a couple of other. Do you know what a flagina is? Do you know what a vagina is? I'll tell you. I'll answer all your questions. We'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610. That made me football horny.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.